Nun testen wir auf. Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak, Hani Anoni de Tzachra, Lesbu Mishosha. The morning clouds have no substance in them. Dichsi v'chazdechem ka'anan boker. The Pasuk says that your chesed is like a morning cloud, meaning it's there's no mamoshes to it. Amr Le Rav Papa Labaya, Ha Amri Inshe, Kad Miftach Bovei Mitra, Bar Chamra Moksa, Kechoi Dizyesle, V'goni, V'goni. Right, Rav Papa said to Abaya, people say that when you open your door in the morning and it's raining, so the donkey driver, right, take your sack, fold it over, and go to sleep, because the rains are very substantial, and there's going to be a lot of tvua, and the supply will be great, and mamela, the prices will go down. So it's not worth your while to transport the grain. Lo kashya, ha de kater be'eva, ha de kater banoni. Makes a difference whether in the morning there's a heavy clouds or light clouds. Av is a heavy cloud, and anan is a weak cloud. Om Rav Alexandri, Om Rav Yishuv ben Levi, lo nivru ra'omim el alifshot ha'kmumiyu shebelev. Thunder was created in order to straighten out the wrinkles in a person's heart. In other words, to give him a little musser. Right? That doesn't mean that you have to run under the table and be afraid of the thunder. What it means is that you should use it as an incentive for musser. Right? It's something that on the surface it scares you for a second. So take that scare and use it for a positive thing. Shenemar, v'elokim osa shiyirul mafonav. Everything the Rabbanu Shalom did was in order to give people an incentive and an opportunity to have Yirah Shamayim. V'om Rav Alexander Yom Rishum and Levi, haroes hakeshes ba'anan, tzor shiyipul alponav. Person who sees a rainbow in the clouds, he should fall on his face. Shenemar, kemari hakeshes asher yeh ba'anan. Because the rainbow is a symbol of the Shekhinah, right? The Mara of the Shekhinah was like a rainbow in the clouds. That's how the Navi saw the symbol of the Rabbanu Shalom's presence. So a rainbow symbolizes the Shekhinah. You should fall on your face in front of the rainbow. When I saw it, I fell on my face. So everybody who sees a rainbow should fall on their face. And in Marava, they cursed a person who would fall on his face in front of the rainbow, because it looks like you're bowing down to the rainbow. So you shouldn't do that. When you see a rainbow, right? To fall down on your face in front of the rainbow, it looks like you're praying to the rainbow. So that's not proper. The Navi did it because he saw this in the Nevuah, right? It was a time when the Rabbanu Shalom was communicating with him, and he gave this as a symbol. So nobody was around, so nobody else saw the rainbow either. It was all nevuah. But stam, to bow down, and when you see a rainbow, is misleading. So, but you have to make a bracha. Mein mevorach, what bracha do you make on a rainbow? Baruch zocher habris. The bracha is, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam zocher habris. The masnisa tana, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, Omer, Neman bevriso v'kayim b'mamoro. He holds the bracha is, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, Neman bevriso v'kayim b'mamoro. Amra papa hilkach neimrinu l'tarvayu, Baruch zocher habris, the Neman bevriso v'kayim b'mamoro. And that's how we make the bracha, both of them together. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, zocher habris, the Neman bevriso v'kayim b'mamoro. All of them together after the Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam. Okay, Rashi. Anan boker lo kavua. Cloud in the morning is not really kavua. It's not a set cloud. They're very they fly around easily. Kad miftach bovi matra barcham ramoch sakech v'goni. Im tishetiftach glosecha baboker yerid lechamater leich ani omer chamar haholit mokel mokum lahavi tvua moch sakecha v'goni. Kofu sakecho tachtechos, fold your sack underneath you, petition love, and go to sleep. Don't go transporting your tvua from place to place, because everything's going to be very cheap. You're not going to get too much money in for the transportation. If the clouds in the morning are very thick, then it's like a good size, be a good rain. It's only a weak, thin cloud. That's the kind of morning clouds that we're talking about that are have no substance. Because the rainbow is the symbol of Kvod Hashem. Korach v'tani, we're never yet. Okay, right. Al hehorim v'al agvos, atu kol hani da'amorin ahashol amaisa b'reishis ninu. Right, l'maisa, it says that on the thunder and the lightning you make a kochog v'rosam aleolam. And on hehorim v'agvos, you make osam asa b'reishis. And all the things we mentioned until now are not maisa b'reishis. Right, these things are also maisa b'reishis, the first list. Moksi, brokim, l'motar asa, the Ravon Shom made lightning. Right, so it's also Maisa Bereishis. Omer Abaye Kroch V'Tani. So Abaye said, put them all together. And all of them, you make also Maisa Bereishis. Right. Rava Omer Hosam Mevorech Tarte. Boro Shekocho Molei Olam Ve'osam Maisa Bereishis. Hoch Osam Bereishis Tika Shekocho Molei Olam Leko. Over there, by the thunder and the lightning, you make both brachas. Shekocho V'rosam Molei Olam and Maisa Bereishis. And on the valleys and the mountains or whatever, you only make one bracha, also masabrachis, because you don't see the koach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's mole olam. These things are all in one place. You don't see them filling the world. The other ones, they're in the sky. They're a whole act that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, which the whole world can see at one time, right? A lot of people can see at one time. So then you say, shekocho gvuroso mole olam, and they also represent power and might. The other things are stationary things that you see if you're there. So then you can only make also Masa Bereishis. Rashi. Koruch V'tani, B'kulo, Baruch Osa Bereishis, U'Baruch Shekocho Malei Olam. And all of them, you make both brachas. Koruch V'tani, L'kulo, B'chad Abova, V'al Kulam, Shtei Brachos Halolo. And all of them, you make both brachas. Al Heharim, L'mosi L'bruchei Malei Olam. You can't make a bracha Shekocho V'rasa Malei Olam. Seems from Rashi, you could make a bracha Kocho V'rasa. A mountain represents the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though others say that power is only where something that's loud and dramatic, something just stationary. You don't see the koach of the Ribbono Shel Olam represented on the ongoing mountain. Maybe in the creation of the mountain, yes, but not in the ongoing. But Rashi says the main idea over here is you can't say mole olam. It fills the world. Sheina b'makom echad ela kol echad v'yach makomo. They're not what's it called in all in one place. Each one's in its own place, and it's limited to its place. Omer Baruch Osa Bereishis Shekach Hoisa Briyoso V'Yachar Chach Kisu Anonim. Okay, I'm going to get it yet. The Tosa says that you make either bracha from Rashi, and the Rif also holds like that. From Rashi is mashma that you make both brachas, osa masa bereishis and shekocho gvuroso mele olam, and Tosus and the Rif hold that you only make what's it called one of the brachas, and the minig is that we make kocho gvuroso mele olam on thunder and osa masa bereishis on the lightning, and if you see them mamish together, Toch Kedei Dibur, then you only make one bracha, Shekocho Gvuroso Molei Olam, on both of them. And what's it called? And if you see them separately, then you make an Osam Asa Bereishis on the lightning, and a Kocho Gvuroso Molei Olam on the thunder. How often do you make it? How often do you make these brachas? So the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yirmiya held, you make it once a day. And then if the next day it's still raining, right, and there's more thunder and lightning, you make a new bracha. And once a day, and Rabbi Yossi holds that you make the bracha every time that you see more thunder and lightning. Right? It's a new thing every time. You have to make the bracha even in one day 10 times. And the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh say that it depends really on the following. If the clouds went away and it's a new storm, even on the same day, you make a new bracha. This is the way the halacha is. If the clouds never dissipated, then you only make a bracha once a day. But the next day, even if the same clouds are there, it's a storm that lasts 2-3 days, you make a new bracha the next day, what's it called, on the same storm, and on the same day you make a bracha only if it's a new storm. You can see what it is. It's really, it's based on this minig of the Taz, it's not the Shulchan Aruch directly. The Taz says the minig is, and he says, I don't know the reason for the minig. why on lightning you make osamasa bereshis, and why in thunder you make hochog brasa leolam. But it says if you see them together, you only make one bracha. So, if they weren't together, then first you make the bracha on the lightning, also masabrachis, then you make the bracha on the thunder. If they're tochedei dibur, you make and you did saw them at the same time, then you make them together. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, haroe rakia b'tarosa. If you see a clear sky without any clouds, Omer Baruch Osa Masabereshis. So you make the same bracha. Why? Because originally the God created the sky clear, there were no clouds. Then he made clouds. So you're seeing it the way it was originally by Masabereshis. A Masai Omer Abaya Ki Osa Mitra Kulei Laila. When is the idea of you're inspired by a clear sky when it rained all night? Uvetzafra Osi Istina Umegaldiu Lishmaya. And the morning wind came, north wind, and cleared away all the clouds, and it's a perfectly blue sky. Upligi the Rafim Bar Papa, Omer of Chizda, and this argues on what Rafim Bar Papa said in the name of Chizda. The Omer of Rafim Bar Papa, Omer of Chizda, Miyom Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Lomniris Rekia V'Tarosa. From the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no real clear sky. What we consider a clear sky without any clouds, not really a clear sky. Shenamra Albi Shomayim Kideros, the Sak Osim Ksusam. The heavens are clothed with clouds. It's cloudy, it's hazy, it's not clear. And therefore we don't make this bracha. Okay, because we hold like Rafam Bar Papa that there's no real clear sky from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Then there'll be a Beis HaMikdash again, we'll make this bracha. Okay, if it rains all night and the clouds go away. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Haroa chama bitkufasa, levana bigvurasa, bikochovin bimisilo sam, umazolos kisidron, omer baruch osa masabereshis. The Amos have, omer abaya, kolkov cheshonim, the hodder marzer, the noflat kufas nisan, the shabsai, the ursa de tlas nagi arba. Okay, we'll see and we'll say what this means. First of all, there's a few brachas here, and the Gemara only explains chama bitkufasa. If you see the sun, when it, what's it called, is in its tkufa, that's the girsa we have, bitkufasa, right? The sun makes a cycle, there's cycles of the sun, and the way the Gemara, we have the Gemara, it's a 28-year cycle, and at the end of the 28-year cycle, you make this bracha, even though there's no, you can't see any difference in the sun, okay? But you make this bracha because you know the sun completed a complete cycle, and it goes back to where it started by Maisa Bereshis. Rashi will explain it, and we have the papers from Eli Hazen, and you can read them on your own. But we'll go through the Rashi at least. In any case, the end, Levana Bigvurasa, would also have to do with something with a cycle of the moon, right? And exactly when that is, the Gemara doesn't discuss. And when the, what's it called, could be the cycle of the moon, is a 19-year cycle, and then the cycles of each mazel, each constellation. The Gemara doesn't mention them because we're not bekiyim in it, and therefore there's no bracha b'chlal on these other things, the Aruch HaShulchan says. We have no idea what the cycles are. Most people are not bekiyim in these cycles, but there's no bracha. The only one that we know pretty much is the 28-year cycle of the sun. And that we'll discuss in a second. There's another shita here, though, that isn't Goris, just 28 years. And in Mestama, the girsa was Haroa Chama Bitokfasa, Ulevana Bigvurasa, right? Not Kufasa, but Tokfasa, right? That if you see the sun, or the moon, or the stars, if it was rainy for 3 days, and you didn't see the sun, the moon, or the stars for 3 days, and then all of a sudden the storm broke, and now you can see this, the moon, the stars, the sun, then you make this bracha osa masa bereshis on all of them. If you see stars after 3 days that you haven't seen because of clouds, if you see the sun after 3 days or whatever, that's a different girsa. Whose girsa is that? The Oruch says, after 3 days you haven't seen the sun, the stars, or the moon because of clouds, then what's it called? You make this bracha. But the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, only brings down Rashi's Girsa, and what's it called, the gears of the Aruch Bechlal is not mentioned lahalacha. So there is no bracha if you haven't seen the sun for 3 days. Rashi says, what's chama b'tkupasa? Makom shichozera shom l'tchilas hekeifa, hishas tliyas hama'oros, me'oz hischila l'hakif l'shamish. Now some say, this is only according to Rabbi Yoshua, when you make this bracha, is what's it called, is in Nisan, we'll see, because the world was created according to Rabbi Yoshua in Nisan. And that's when, on Yom Revi, on Wednesday, right, the beginning of Nisan, that's when the sun was put into place. There's a few problems with that. Because, first of all, we paskin l'chora like Rabbi Elezer, but the world was created in Tishrei. Because we say, Zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha on Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos says, there's really no machlokes, elu v'yeluk divrei b'chayim, the world was created Tishrei and Nisan. It was created b'machshava in Tishrei and b'maisa in Nisan. And we've always explained, it doesn't mean two different times, it means two different dimensions at the same time. So, Megabi, the Tkufos, Nisan was the significant dimension, and Megabi, the beginning of the world, and Din, or whatever, Rosh Hashanah, that when the year changes, that was the dimension of Tishrei. So originally they were one time, and it split up into different things. So for certain things we follow Rabbi Yeshua, and for certain things we follow Rabbi Elezer. So for the Tkufos, we follow Rabbi Yeshua. There's only another big problem, which I don't know the answer to. And that is, if the world was created in Tishrei, it wasn't created on the first day of Tishrei. It was created on Chaf Hei Elul. And Adam HaRishon was created on Aleph Tishrei. Similarly, if it was created in Nisan, it was created in Chaf Hei Adar. And the sixth day was Aleph Nisan. So how could it be that on Dalet Nisan, in other words, on Wednesday, right, Wednesday when, what's it called, the first Wednesday in Nisan, that's when this happens, l'chora should be the Wednesday before Nisan. It should be the Wednesday before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right, not the Wednesday of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And I'm almost sure that the bracha is said the first Wednesday after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. L'chora is not when Bria Sa'olam was. Bria Sa'olam was not the Bria Sa'chama was not the Wednesday after the first day of Nisan. It was the Wednesday before the first day of Nisan. So, in the end of Adar. In any case, we'll see what Rashi says. I remember last time that it happened was in 1970-something. It's going to happen soon. 80-something? 81?
2009.
2009? So it's coming up soon. Okay, but there, I remember then, I have about, in my library, about 10 Sfarim that came out on Bircha Sachama. Then, some that were written earlier and some that were, came out special. I'm sure there'll be new ones coming out for the next one. But, there's a whole slew of them. So I'm sure in there it deals with this. When we get closer, we'll give a shiur on it. But this time we'll just suffice with the rashis. Okay, so what happens is, when the sun was created, and put into the sky on the Wednesday of Bria, whenever that was, okay? So it had a certain spot, the configuration of the constellations at the time were a certain way. It takes 28 years for the sun to come back to the exact configuration of constellations as it was when Bria Sa'olam was. That's the cycle. So when the 28 years go by and the sun returns to where it was, when it was created, vis-a-vis the other constellations, that's when you make this bracha. And Rashi is going to explain how it works. Amos Havi, Achama B'tkupasa Koi. When is the Chama B'tkupasa? When does the cycle of the sun end? Kol Kef Kav Cheshonim, Shal Tkupas Nisan, Shebesov Kav Ches, the Tkufa of Nisan, at the end of 28 years. This is not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is the Tkufa of Nisan. This is the spring. Okay, the spring equinox. Yeah, the spring equinox is Tkufas Nisan. What? Could be, but I'm telling the minig of the bracha is to make it on the Wednesday of what's it called? Of because the truth is that when the sun was created, that was, if we hold by Nisan, was the spring equinox. That has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh Nisan per se. Okay, but I think the minig is to make the bracha on Dalet Nisan. Or not Nadalah Nisan, the Wednesday of what's it called, after Nisan starts. Which is, taka, then it was is Dalet Nisan every time. Because it's the fourth day after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay. שבסוף קפקס, כשחוזר מחזר גודל של חמה, ליאוס תקופה נופלס בשס תליאס המאורס. When the equinox falls at the exact moment that originally the sun was in that, what's it called, in that constellation, בשבסאי הי שעה תחילס ליל דלת, which is Saturn, in the Saturn then is ascending at the beginning of the evening of the fourth day, because the world was created at the beginning of the day, by Yerivai Boker. So the, what's it called? So the beginning of the evening of the fourth day of what's it called? Of the fourth day of the week, of Wednesday. Wednesday was the sun was put into being on the fourth day of creation. So and it was when Saturn was rising in the beginning of the night, that's when the sun was put into place. And it didn't start shining till next morning. You don't make the bracha till the morning when you can see the sun. But the sun comes back to its original place the evening, the beginning of the evening, Tuesday night, what's it called, every 28 years, of what's it called, of Tkufas Nisan. But also the Tlas, and I think it probably goes where it was said to begin with, was Eretz Yisrael or whatever, so it's everything goes Basar Eretz Yisrael. Bursa the Tlas Nagi Dalit, Sheheriv Shimsha Shal Gimel, Kishabas, the Yaskil Leil Dalit. So Rashi just explains the Lashon of the Gemara. What's the night of the third, Naghi Dalit means Tuesday night. Tuesday's finishing, and it's the night before Wednesday. So that's already Wednesday. Naghi Leil. Naghi means night. Kedomra Bisachim, Bishmaisa Kamaisa, the Ika de Duchta, the Kardel Leil, and Naghi. Some people they call night Naghi. So Naghi means the night of Wednesday. Not Wednesday night, Tuesday night, the night before Wednesday. Shabsai, Shem Shor Rishona Shaleil Dalid, right? That is the constellation that rises in the first hour of Tuesday night. Shabaoso Shor Nitlu Ma'oros, because that's the moment that the sun was put into commission. The Sheva Shor Sein, there's 7 hours in the night. The Chozros Chalila. And they keep going in a cycle. And what are they? Shin Sadik Mem, Chaf Nun Chaf Lamed is a simon. Timtsu Behekev Sidron Shal Olam Simone Shos, Tchilos Halelos, Chaf Tzadik Nun Shin, Chaf Lamed Mem. What are they? Motzoi Shabbos is Kochav. On Saturday night, the first hour is when, what's it called, when Kochav is Mercury. Or, yeah, that's the first hour. Tchilas Leil Beis Tzedek. The second hour is Jupiter, I guess. Tchilas Leil Gimel is Noga, is Venus. Tchilas Leil Revi is Shabsai, is Saturn. Tchilas Leil Hei, Chama. And the sun is the beginning. Those are the names. Tchilas Leil Shishi, Levana. Tchilas Leil Shabbos, Madin, is Mars. Okay, these are the planets or constellations that or other things, the sun and the moon also, that govern the first hours. There's 6, 7 hours. Which one's the first one? So on Sunday night, the first one is Kochav. I mean, Saturday night. Saturday night is Kochav. And then comes Tzedek, then the first hour of Monday night is Tzedek, the first hour of Tuesday, of Monday night is Noga, the first hour of Tuesday night is Shabsai. That's the one that's the Iker for us. Okay, so now, therefore, when the world was created, that first hour was Shabsai, that was the constellation, and that's exactly when the sun was put into place. So it was put into place when Shabsai was the planet that was ascending. The Seder Tchilas Hayomim, Kalos HaShachar, the opposite is Kalos HaShachar. There, the opposite planets or whatever are ascending in the morning. There it's Chalam Katznash, inverted. Utkufa Moshecha. So now, if the first hour of the night was Shabsai, okay, and then it went in the 7 orders after that, okay? So now, one Tkufa to the other one, okay, is what's it called, is 7.5 hours more than the other one, okay? Because a tkufa is 91 days and a quarter, okay? 91 1/4 days. That would equal, what's it called, 4 tkufos would be 365 days. It's a little bit more than a quarter, okay? Because it has to come out to 365 1/4 days. Okay, so that if you divide the solar year into four parts, you get 91 plus a little bit more than a quarter of a day for each tkufa. So, therefore, if you divide that by 7, right, so you'll get, what's it called, you divide it by 7 days, right, so you're going to have in each tkufa how many weeks? 1, 2, 13. What?
A little bit more than 13 weeks.
Well, 13 weeks will be
91 days.
Okay, so there's what's it called? About 7, that's what he says. So 7 hours that are more than the equal week. So it's not going to fall exactly on the same day. It's going to fall 7 hours later. Yeah? Kolomar, 7.5 hours later, Kolomar, Misacheris Acher Hayom Vahashosh and Nofla Bochaverta Zayin Shal Zomechza. Right? In other words, the next tkufa is going to fall 7 weeks. 7 weeks later. That's more than 7 weeks. It's 13 weeks. 13 weeks later, plus 7.5 hours. So that means if this tkufa fell on Wednesday, the next one's going to fall on Wednesday, but 7.5 hours later. So it's not going to be any more Shabbosai when the tkufa starts. It's going to be 7.5 hours later, which will be, if you go through the order of the hours, it's going to be in the morning, after all these things go, with the first planet coming up in the morning. Our explosion shows the Arba Tkufa. If that's the case, then in 4 tkufas, in a whole year, it's going to be 30 hours, right, later. Okay, 4 times 7 plus another quarter is what's it called? Half, another 2 quarters is 30 hours. La arba tkufa. So for 4 seasons, every year it's going to be 30 hours later than the year before. Hari yom revia. 30 hours is 1 1/4 day, right? 24 plus 6. Okay, it's 30 hours. Lashana. So it comes out 1 1/4 days per year, where the sun will no longer, the tkufa will be no longer, what's it called, in the same planet that the sun was in the beginning. It's going to be, what's it called, a day and a quarter later. Okay? So it's not going to be on Wednesday anymore. The next year, the tkufa will be on Thursday plus another quarter of a day later. Right? One whole day, Thursday, plus another quarter of the day. That's going to be the next year. L'dalit shanim, in 4 years, it'll be 5 days later, okay? Because then the quarter will be made up. So if in four years, the sun will come back to the tkufa, not on what's it called, on Wednesday, but Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, on Monday. Okay, 5 days later. L'marita she'en tkufa nofeles b'tchilas halayla ela l'sof dalit shanim. So it comes out, it will never come back to the beginning of the night, right? In other words, it'll fluctuate between middle of the night, end of the night, middle of the day, end of the day, and then beginning of the night again every 4 years. That's called, what's it called, a mazer cotton. Every 4 years, the sun starts off at the beginning of the night. The tkufa starts off at the beginning of the night, okay? That takes 4 years to come back to the beginning of the night, okay? Then 7 of those machzor, but it's a different night. It's a night of a different day of the week. When will it come back to its original day of the week? 7 times. 7 times 4. Right? 4 times will bring it back to the right time of day, but it won't bring it back to the right day of the week. You'll need 7 times 4 to bring it back to the same time of the day and the same time of the week that it started. So when the sun started, the beginning of Wednesday, of Tuesday night, right, it's going to take 4 years to come back to the beginning of the night, right, because otherwise it's going to be fluctuating all through the different times of the day. So in 4 years, it'll come back to the beginning of the night, but not on Tuesday night. It'll be 5 days later. It'll be the beginning of the night, but it'll be, what's it called, not Tuesday night. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday night. It'll be Sunday night. And then another 4 years, it'll be the beginning of the night, but it'll, again, it's going to be, what's it called, 5 days after that. It'll never come back to the, what's it called, to the original day and beginning of the night together. They will never come together except after 28 years. After 28 years, the cycle's finished, and it comes back to the exact same point, beginning of the night and Tuesday night. That's when you make the bracha. The Zayin Mazor Tanil Mazor Gadol. The Simich Dalet Bei Zayin Hey Gimel Aleph Vav. I mean, that's when the, what's it called, when it'll be, first it starts on Wednesday, then it'll be Monday, then 5 years later, 4 years later it'll be Shabbos, then it'll be Thursday, Tuesday, Sunday, and Friday, and then back to Tuesday night, to Wednesday. It will never come back to the beginning of Tuesday night, only after 28 years. Barosh kol mazir katan, bal etzilas alayla, in the beginning of every mazir katan, which is 4 years, it comes back to the beginning of the night, but not the same night. Right? Then it travels 5 days all around, till after 28 years, it comes back to the beginning of the night, and coincides with with Tuesday night. Barosh mazir gadol, bal litkufa harishona, shehu tchilas lel dalet.